Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two, I'm going to recap and get into some of the new developments concerning McClure evidence that Oklahoma City was an inside job. We've gotten sections of the now unsealed federal lawsuit from the deposition of Terry Nichols concerning Oklahoma being, quote, an FBI operation. We've got a bunch of news on Target Iran. We've got a guest coming up for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of this hour to talk about confronting Barack Obama on 9/11 and a controlled demolition they had here in Austin yesterday. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Mike in Atlanta, you were trying to finish something up before the break cut you off.
Oh, okay. Well, a friend of mine in the John Birch Society, he is of the view that we will fight and ultimately lose to the Antichrist. Good news is that after our heads are reattached to our shoulders, we will reign with Christ for years. And to me, that makes it all worth it. I'd rather lose in a good fight than win on the side of evil, right?
I agree, and I appreciate your call. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? The problem is, and I don't want to get off into a big debate about theology, but for about 100 years, they've been telling Christians, lay down, go along with evil, don't fight it, because the world's just going to end. And, you know, regardless of when the Antichrist stands up, when all this happens, we have a duty to go, hey, DynCorp is running child kidnapping rings. Here it is in the Chicago Tribune. We better stand up and try to defend these people. They're being raped and tortured and killed right now. Hey, they're these genetically modified potatoes that most of us eat every day kill over half the rats in just a month after they start eating them because it has artificial, you know, new amino acids in them and it really hurts humans. Hey, we better talk about that. Hey, Rick Perry wants to try to lie and claim that girls have to take an experimental vaccine. We need to fight it. Hey, we were lied into Iraq by design to make the world hate us and set the U.S. up for a fall. Now that's completely evident. Hey, you know, we've got a job to warn people. And so duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. I mean, I may not have a snowball chance in hell of defeating the New World Order and defeating this current manifestation. Doesn't matter. I'm going to fight them and try to defend. I know if we lay down, they're just going to win that much quicker and have that much more fun. I mean, let's say a couple lions had me cornered and they were about to eat me. I'm going to fight them. May not have a chance before they grab me around the neck and break my neck, but I'm going to attack. I'm going to fight back. By the way, statistically, that's happened to people, not just with mountain lions, but with the real deal. A lot of times they see something charge them back, something fight them back, they end up running off. Same thing with grizzly bears. It's not like you could actually win that fight if they really fought you 110%, but the point is, it's the initiative. Are they willing to get hurt in the process of killing you? Are you going to act like a prey animal, like a bunny rabbit or a gazelle? No. You want to kill me, I'm going to bite you back. I'm going to fight you with everything I've got. It's that simple. You're going to get hurt in the process. You think you're the boss? You think I'm your slave? You're an evil piece of garbage that thinks you can just go on and go on and go on? No. And history shows, more often than not, if the good stand up, the evil get trounced. All right, I'm starting to rant. We're going to break, and I'm going to hurry through calls. Okay, 1-800-259-9231. Just the callers all bring up such good points. Mike in Pennsylvania, Ron in California, Mike in Texas, Alex in Florida, others. We'll get to your calls on the other side of this quick break. And don't forget, the websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. They're all excellent. They all have original reports on them every day now. And I hope you'll visit all the sites today. And I hope that while you're there, you'll look at all the shortwave radios and FM transmitters to broadcast the show off the Internet, or my books, the videos we carry, the other videos I've made. Online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. If you believe in what we're doing, go there, peruse them, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We'll be back on the other side. Keep it locked in. Yeah.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing with your phone calls, let's go ahead and go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give you my internet nickname because I often write you news tips and stuff like that. Would that be okay if I get
sure.
that on you? I call myself Mike, and I put in parentheses Rack Attack. So I don't know if you've ever read any of my emails to you, but that's who I am. One main question that I have to ask you, you kind of had ESP, is about this virus, this live virus that attacks your brain. That's the main question that I wanted to ask you about. I want to ask you about more details about that, like what's the name of it and stuff like that.
Okay, I've been covering it for 2 years. It's a whole class of vaccines, and I'm actually doing the research now to collate all that again and put it in a film I'm making. It's a whole class of vaccines. And it's a psychoactive class of viruses that go in and attack the receptors that would take on the molecules of opiates, narcotics, nicotine, because those all plug in basically to the same type receptor sites. The virus then plugs in. There's an autoimmune response, a autoimmune response. A plaque is created. And then you can no longer absorb the, quote, drugs. The problem is that drugs mimic hormones and endorphins and chemicals, compounds that are in the body that make us feel good when we see a sunrise or we get the date with the girl we've had a crush on for a year or we make the big sale in business or we help an old lady across the street. We are designed to have good feelings, and our brain rewards us for following the code that God designed into us. Or even if you don't believe in God, it's science has shown that when you follow basic human code of doing the right thing, being good to the tribe, good to the community, that you get a rewarding feeling. When we break a big story, when we expose evil, I'll get really euphoric and excited. Sometimes I get depressed after because I realize just how bad things are once we confirm things. But you ask the name of the vaccine. They got approval for several of them in England. It was in the London Independent. It was in the London Times. It was in the BBC 2 years ago. It's all over InfoWars and Prison Planet. I can't remember the exact titles of the articles, but it was headlines like "New Vaccine to Cure Smokers," "New Vaccine to Stop Drug Use." Just type that in, "New Vaccine to Stop Drug Use," or a headline like "Government Wants All School Children to Take New Anti-Drug Vaccine" or "New Anti-Smoking Vaccine." There were probably, I don't know, 15, 20 articles we read on air over and over again 2 years ago. The point is, now those companies are here. They're pushing it. There's several companies that are doing it. I don't have it here in front of me. So when I raise the point about the Merck human papilloma virus, HPV, when I talk about that, it's the same class. It's a live virus that goes into the body and engages in different programming functions and then supposedly causes an autoimmune response, and then you're cured. That's not even as bad as the live viruses that actually create plaques in the brain.
Does it actually kill brain cells?
Yes, it kills them.
Okay. About 9/11.
Let's be clear. Okay. It They're neurons, and they have receptor ganglia. It's neurons form to create receptor sites, and then when the chemical goes in, it fires an electrochemical jolt through that neuron to larger strands and ganglia. I don't claim to be a neurobiologist or anything,
but
we've had the scientist on. We've covered what it does, and we've also shown what mercury does in the receptors. Mercury, when it hits receptors, causes an electrochemical explosion. All other heavy metals simply block them up and kill the cells they come in contact with. Mercury causes kind of like a surge and causes massive blowouts and kills large areas, and then the mercury starts eating through like acid and doesn't stop. It's the gift that keeps on giving. That's why it's so particularly deadly. And it also causes autoimmune inflammation that causes brain tissue death as well.
Can I continue?
Yeah.
About 9/11, you had BBC hit piece and other debunkers and stuff like that, and this guy just called a little while ago saying there's just things that cannot be debunked. One of the things that I think really can't be debunked is these record put options that were put on the main airlines of 9/11.
Just American and United at many, many times previous record levels, the all-time record by leaps and bounds. I think it's, what, six times the record level?
Yeah.
And you've got to watch my films to get the actual news articles. And then it led back to Alex and Brown and their former head, Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA at the time. But instead of burning them, they burned two low-level FBI agents who just made a few mil locally in New York off of it. They did go to prison.
Two more quick things. The insurance companies that paid off Larry Silverstein, I did some research on it.
One of them is
like,
German.
Yeah, there's like five different insurance companies that dealt with that. Anyway, why isn't the insurance companies raising heck about this and investigating it themselves? Because it would seem that since they're paying it off,
Who do you think owns the major shares in the dominant insurance companies?
Yeah, corruption everywhere.
Well, no, it's the Central Federal Reserve Bank, Bank of England, Bundesbank. I appreciate your call. That was brought up. The German bank / insurance company that paid, I think, what was it, $1.3 billion of the $7-plus billion Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder, has been paid on a $190-something million investment made 2 months before the attacks. Quite a return. If you look at that German company, they did take testimony on seven, but nothing ever came of it. This is how it works, okay? The airlines, too. At that level of the power structure, these CEOs and individuals, that's why they chose Silverstein. I guarantee you that's why they chose those insurers, because they were in the loop. They'll just be paid off through other investments and other government deals. And $7 billion sounds like a lot. It's just chicken feed I don't believe the attacks were carried out because they wanted $7 million. They just do a cost-benefit analysis, and that was the perfect location because of the things Silverstein's already been involved in. And then, of course, that's part of his payout and a large profit for being involved with the attacks. Let's go. Those are all great questions. Let's go to Ron in California. Ron, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex, or I guess afternoon now. I want to go through a few things, quick things. First, I want to start off with a word of encouragement from the Bible, Proverbs 11:6. The treacherous will be caught by their own greed. Verse 19, and he who pursues evil will bring about his own death. In verse 21, assuredly the evil man will not go unpunished. So your work will bring about results. The Lord will make sure that what you're doing and all the others out there are doing to stop the New World Order will come to fruition. But one thing I wanted to ask you is, you've got the Google search bar on your front page of PrisonPlanet.com.
Yes.
Have you thought of changing that to Yahoo or Dogpile or one other?
They're all bad. They're all bad. It's all New World Order, and we use their tools against them.
Okay. I just wondering why you had that, because you talk about Google quite a bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, we openly expose them, how they've tried to censor us, how they've erased our numbers,
right,
abused to keep us off the top 100 with the video. But, again, that's where the action is. That's where,
okay,
the battlefield is. Just like we might link to a Fox News propaganda piece. You know, every day we've got links to what they're saying. We want you to know. We don't just link the stuff we agree with.
Right, okay. One thing, I listen to Mike Malloy every night, and there's one organization, I think it's 911accountability.org, they're running ads on his show. Have you thought of running ads on his show in other liberal talk shows?
Well, frankly, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but this show is just totally dwarfs programs of that nature, sir.
Oh, okay, so you don't think it would be that much.
Yeah, and we're not even geared towards profit here. We probably should be to fund and expand what we're doing. But, you know, we grow organically, and I don't have the capital to go out and do big advertising campaigns. If somebody wants to go produce ads to promote InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and you want to pay for them, or people want, I think that's even better. I mean, I can run my own ads on this network. I'm so busy, I never cut new ads. I mean, it's just insane. And I have to hire more people. I've got to make more money so I can get a better organization together, you know, because everybody here has worked to the limit. And just, sir, there's 1,000 things we want to do, and we're trying to do them all.
Well, one thing I'm interested in doing, who can I contact on your staff to do volunteer work for you? Who's the best?
Well, here's the problem. We don't have people, I mean, literally. Kevin ends up not being able to get a lot of his work done because he just sits there on the phone with people. And then a lot of folks want to volunteer. I'm not saying you want to do this, but they really want to drink coffee and hang out. And they find out that, and I know you don't want to do that, but my point is, I don't have the organization. I'm not set up to deploy volunteers. And then I would be liable for what volunteers did. It also opens us up to infiltration. And I'm not saying you would want to infiltrate. It's just that with the type of work we do, it's good to stay small and lean. And then basically I have to try to micromanage everything because of, but we're going to be creating something soon that is meant to turn volunteers loose, that is meant to empower you. And so we'll be talking about that in the near future.
I was thinking if you just had a research project that maybe you could...
No, stuff like that is great, but here's the deal. I've got so much research and documents myself, I can't even cover it all. But I don't want to say don't do research, because you guys discover new stuff all the time. And so, what area would you like to research? How would you like to help us?
Well, anything. You know, if you've got a research project you want, like I can line up people for interviews, contact people that you want to contact and get a hold of and try and
sure. See, here's the thing,
stuff
though,
like
then,
that.
In the time it takes me to interface with you to get those people and to vet and confirm those interviews, I can do those interviews. We could set that up. So a lot of it's interface. You know what you need to do? Get Terror Storm, get Martial Law. I'm telling you, make copies of them, spread links on the web. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the Sound of the Guns. But listen, I'm honored by your request and want to volunteer. I'm also not big on volunteering. I like to pay people because, you know, then there's no hard feelings.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back. Let's go to Mike in Texas now, and I'm going to talk about individual activism in the next segment to kind of expound on what Ron was saying. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say, Alex, I can't get your radio transmission here in South Austin. I've been getting it for the last 2.5 years on the same radio, and then it's not coming through.
Yeah, those are the micro FMs that for off and on for like 9 years pick up different programs, and those are not on right now. But so that's the basics on that. I really can't tell you anything else about it because I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just getting it on my phone. I recently emailed all my family and friends what I thought about the New World Order, sort of came out of the closet, if you will, on the George Bush thing. And, of course, it's upset my father, and he sent me back an email from his, he's a priest, and a minister. And he sent back an email that's going around with him and his friends about this demonstration in London of a bunch of, right out of Central Casting, these Muslim extremists who are dressed up in the usual outfits holding the awkward.
Who, by the way, the government will never kick them out when they're saying kill the police, kill everyone. Every time it gets exposed, they really work for British intelligence, but then they use the new laws to restrict everybody else's free speech.
Right, and I'm going to email my father back to my explanation of this, which he's not going to believe it, but they're holding up signs that say, freedom, go to hell. You know, and, you know, just Muslim is the only way.
Send him the article with the Nazi rally that they had in Florida a week and a half ago. They're in Orlando being led by the FBI. And you can find other articles where these, quote, imams, and we're not saying there aren't bad Muslims and bad groups out there either. The point is the globalists are funding and empowering and shepherding these groups.
Yeah, that's right. I've got something I want to say to people that always have this. This is the basic thing. I can't believe that George Bush, look how they smile. I can't believe they'd be doing anything like this. And Bill Kristol and all. And you got to say, have you ever spent time in a car lot with a used car salesman? I mean, of course they're going to smile and do, and of course they're going to be seemingly
well,
nice.
I mean, there have been lots of serial killers that wear suits and ties and have short haircuts.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they're good people. You have to look at their real actions. Thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate you holding. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, Alex, a couple of quick points. First of all, I want to thank you for all the work you've done on this Gardasil research.
Thank you.
Using that research convinced my sister not to let my nieces get the injection, despite the urging of their so-called know-it-all pediatrician. And it was kind of funny because the day after she had had the argument with the pediatrician about getting it, they did a article on the ABC No News Tonight where their medical editor, Kim Johnson, was harping about how wonderful this thing is and how many lives it was going to save and how he, if he had a daughter, he wouldn't hesitate to get her shot up with the stuff. And we all had a big laugh out of that because it's such transparent propaganda.
Good. So you're saving people's lives. By the way, I have a newscast we probably won't have time to play, but I hadn't seen it before. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Whoever did it played Pink Floyd music over it, and that's why we can't really play it. Number one, it's too long. Number two, the Pink Floyd music's really too loud for radio. But you can still go watch it on Prison Planet. And it's Perry going, cancer killed 44,000 Texans. We've got to have this vaccine. It's killed 44,000 in Texas. But listen, this is how it works. It really killed less than 200 in Texas, and that's the official number in the Associated Press in 2006. But this is how the lie works. All forms of cancer killed that many. You see, this is really a very rare cancer.
The amazing thing about guys like Perry is not that they're for sale, is that they're for sale so cheaply.
Well, there were only 9,600, and I forget the exact number. It was 9,600 and something total infections of the cancer in 2006. That was in the AP. Let me think. 9,617. 9,617 cases, the CDC reported, in the whole country, and less than 4,000 deaths.
Absolutely. Well, the main thing I want to talk about is just a little bit of activism. We started last night at my house. My wife had her annual Academy Awards party. And we ended up not watching Academy Awards because a couple of the people started talking about this new video they saw on the Internet called Loose Change. So I pop out my copy, and we all sat watching that. When it was time for the Academy Awards, I said, well, why don't you look at this? And I brought out my new Terror Storm.
Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B."
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt, instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico."
Welcome back. I want to let Alex in Florida finish up, and we're going to go to Jessica, Mike, many others, after we talk to Matt Dayton of Project for New American Citizens. I just walked out during the break and told my radio producer, I said, "Hey, I don't have time to search for it." A caller earlier in the hour had asked about the name of the vaccines that are, it's a live virus and attacks the brain to, quote, cure you of cigarette smoking, cure you of cocaine, methamphetamine, any type of narcotic. They all hit the same receptor areas. And he said, "Oh, I didn't hear you talk about that, but that was on the news last night. Take the new vaccine. It's approved. Oh, it's so good. It'll cure cigarette smoking." And I said, "Well, Kevin, what was it on?" He said, "Local news." So he's off trying. He thought it was on K-View. He's off trying to. That, again, we're wallowing in this. And a caller called and asked, you know, "Where is it? Where's the evidence?" I've got him printing a bunch of articles about it right now. We type it into Google and just pages just popped up of it. How wonderful and how we all need it. But then you read deeper, it's a live virus that attacks your brain. Yes, I said it correctly. A live virus that attacks your... And again, it's just reported calmly. Oh, it's like mother's milk. It's so good. We are entering the ninth circle of hell. I mean, and if you think it's bad now, folks, it's going to get crazier and weirder and nuttier by the minute. And they have vaccine immunity. Doesn't matter how many tens of millions have got autism now. Doesn't matter how many tens of millions get Alzheimer's from the aluminum and the rest of it. Doesn't matter. It's just going to continue. Because people won't wake up and stop trusting these killers. A lot of people just want to laugh at us and it's all funny. Fine, go give your children a live virus vaccine for cancer. Give them a live virus vaccine so they won't use drugs that the government ships in to begin with. They're ruthless killers that funded Hitler in control. They're using fancy high-tech PR to sell you. We're in a crisis. Real fast, Alex in Florida. So they heard a loose change. That's why I love it. And then you use that as a doorway to put Terror Storm on at this party instead of watching the Oscars. What ended up happening?
Well, I ended up giving away all five of my new copies of Terror Storm that I ordered the other, a couple of weeks ago. Now I've got to get some new ones. But, you know, I hear people calling all the time, you know, Alex, what can I do? How can I help? It's real simple. For $50, you can get five copies of Terror Storm with a nice DVD cover and the pretty graphics. All you do is get some of those and give them away. Making copies is great, but I tell you what, people, when they see the nice graphics and the professional cover and the beautifully pressed DVD, it elevates the credibility just that much more.
Well, it does, and then we end up making a few bucks off that when you buy them at $9.95 a piece. I still haven't paid off the cost of that film, and if I keep going like this, I've looked in about a year and a half, I'll be broke, but I'd probably just put out the next film for free, too. But, you know, it just doesn't, I just want to get it out to people, and folks like you, Alex, that do buy five copies or ten copies, you make it all possible, you fund. I mean, look, I've been so busy today, I spent, 30 seconds at the start of this hour saying, hey, buy our videos, support us. I've gotten where I don't even plug our products anymore. I'm so busy wanting to interview all these people and talk to you and warn folks and cover the news. So, yes, go to Infowars.com and get a bunch of copies of Terror Storm, America, Freedom to Fascism, you name it. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And that's the type of activism we need right there. And again, for earlier callers who want to help us, I just don't have the capacity to tell volunteers what to do or have it be effective. And just the interfacing with you and talking, I don't have time to hardly see my family. I'm not whining about it. We don't do as good a job we could because it's crazy. So much is going on. That's why, here's the deal. Chairman Keene came to town last year of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, and I could have gone up there and made big headlines and asked the best questions and yelled at him about covering up the implosion of WTC-7, and I knew it'd be big, but I just sent a couple of my guys here from the office there, and Bob Dacey went, and then that's going to be in Loose Change Final Edition. And I knew full well that'd be important video. David Gergen's coming to town this Thursday. I don't think I'm going to go down and confront him. That's for other people to do, other people to get the spotlight, other people to be leaders, other people to rise. That's what we have to do to win here. I don't relish the spotlight. I don't relish having to do all this. I'll be on the air 8 hours today doing interviews. 2 hours of TV, 3 hours here, 2 hours of rents, and another hour. 8 hours. And again, I do that because it's having an effect. But I try to get my people that work here to do interviews, and they don't like it. I try to get Paul Watson to do them. Again, I'd like to see you start a website and then see you doing interviews and you getting linked and you having an effect. That's how we're going to win. If it's just a couple of us, they can beat us. They can kill our leadership. This is an idea. Ideas are bulletproof, as V says. You cannot stop an idea. And to see two young college students who in the last year, I guess, from founding Project for New American Citizen, have had, I don't know, 20, 30 rallies, huge halls filled with 500 to 900 people, massive effect. They've been all over the news. They did two things this weekend, Friday and Sunday, and joining us is Matt Dayton to talk about what they did. And again, and they've gone in and helped us research Bilderberg Group and help get us news articles for this film I'm making. They give us some of the photos and video graciously, and then we combine and collaborate, get it up on the website. You know, this is the type of volunteering I need. Where here it is, you know, not just the raw footage, it's been boiled down to 10 minutes. Here's the photos. You know, here's an article. Write articles for us, folks. If they're decent, I'll post them. Give us material. We'll try to build you up. Let me go to Matt Dayton, who I know is down there at college right now. Thanks for holding. Matt, tell us what happened Friday with Barack Obama. This is round three as we're exposing him. And then tell us about the demolition of the Intel building and how you guys use that as another platform to expose 9/11.
Oh, well, first let me thanks for you know, bringing me on again, Alex. Yeah, I'll start with the Baraka event. Well, I mean, we knew this was, we knew cameras were going to be there. We knew it was going to be a huge event. And, I decided it would be a good idea to just take a sign down there and see if I could get it on camera. So, you know, basically that's what I did. I saw where all the video cameras were lined up. I saw where Brock was going to be speaking. And so I positioned myself in between and sort of, I put my neck out there, alienate myself from the, masses of people. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but it's just,
Thousands of people in a sea of Barack Obama signs handed out to them, all scripted, and here's this huge Investigate 9/11 poster right in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, and what images are the most powerful thing that we have. It's all about, I mean, that's what they use against us, these photo ops, these PR events. And so if we can just do that, you know, in reverse and sort of stage events like the Barack Obama and get photos like that out there, I think it can be effective. And, you know, my mom did a fantastic job taking the pictures, and my, you know, my friend did the filming, and it was on News 8, you know, and thousands of people saw the banner, and, you know, it was a great experience. And I would really like, you know, for people out there to try and go to those rallies, and whenever Barack Obama or any other candidates come to their town, just bring banners, find where
and
the cameras are.
He's total New World Order. People are like, is he good? If the national media is telling you he's the man, he's bad news, just like Hillary or Newt Gingrich or any of them. But tell folks what happened with the media hissing at you, flipping you off, getting mad. Tell folks what happened.
Well, I planned to put up the sign right when he was coming out, because I knew that's when that was going to be, you know, the most usable footage for them. And so right when he was coming out, I just, you know, put my banner up and just held it there for a couple of minutes. And I was just looking at all the news media people and just see their faces turning red. One lady was pointing towards the ground, you know, get your sign out of the way. Another lady was fumbling with her camera and flicking me off. It was actually quite hilarious.
Now let's be clear. At a rally where people could bring whatever signs they wanted, the mindset of the average American and the media is hissing, how dare you not be part of the group thing?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you ruin something precious? You need to stop your speech, stop your communication, stop your First Amendment, stop being able to express yourself. How dare you, Matt Dayton, engage in such Al-Qaeda-esque activity? This is so un-American.
And so, yeah, and so I kept doing it. I would put it up every time they would put up, all the Barack Obama flyer or banners would go up. And, finally some lady came down there and was just like, your sign is really, really in the way. And I was like, I know. And she's like, well, we're just trying to do our job. And I was like, so am I.
Yeah, lady, you're the media there to not control the event. You're the media there to shoot video of what happened. Don't you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you understand? I mean, what's wrong with them?
Yeah. So she.
What news station was this idiot with?
I'm not sure what she was with. She was a photographer, so she stepped in front of me because she couldn't get any good pictures.
Now, let's understand. You're about 3-4 people back from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you had the sign up about as high as his knees. You weren't blocking the precious dear freshman senator, junior senator. You were there engaging in the First Amendment. How dare you? I'm surprised they didn't come over and say there's a free speech zone over here. We decide which is speech and which isn't.
Yeah, people, you could hear the sort of mummer around me, and somebody mentioned something to me, but I was like, good thing I live in America that I can do this, just real sarcastically, because they were, you know, basically attacking me.
Stop
like,
him, look, he's communicating, oh my gosh, oh, we've got to shut down the First Amendment. Oh.
And Newt Gingrich is saying, ban the First Amendment, all over national TV they're saying, arrest all of us, we're traitors, members of Congress who have an opinion on the war, evil, you're not supposed to have opinions, just submit to them, submit to the new America.
Yeah, you know, then after that lady came down, she stepped in front of me and got her pictures, and then another guy came down and was just, you know, we really can't get any good pictures. Can you take it down? And I was, you know, I'll think about it. And of course I would put it down and then, you know, put it back up. I didn't want to be mobbed. But
that would have been better, but that's what fake liberals do. They kind of come and peck on you and start grabbing on you. Come on, let's be friends. Let's talk about it out of here. Come on. It's all right. It's all... Oh, come on. I mean, I've seen them at 9/11 events where they're having World Can't Wait stuff, and somebody tries to ask a question, and they all mob him. Stop him! Get him!
Right.
It's like body snatchers. Don't let him! But you ought to be around neocons. They'll start going, get out of here, commie! You ought to be put in a camp. I listen to Savage!
Well, then I did it again, and the lady who had come down at the beginning tried to physically force my arms down, and I think
you should have called the police there at that time.
No, I just smiled. It was on News 8. Like you can see her try and pull my arms down, and me just laughing because it was very.
We're gonna post that in an article about this. So now you have them physically grabbing on you. Mm-hmm. Who was she with?
Oh, I'm not sure. It was the same lady who came down and was
stop him.
Out.
He's defaming our leader. Who save us from Bush?
What else
happened?
That's about it. I mean, we just would put the banner up every time the other signs came up, and we were pretty successful as far as getting the pictures that we wanted and getting the video that we sent over to y'all, and then News 8. I got tons of people calling me like saw you on News 8.
Yeah, all the other news because we watched it. My staff did was able to shoot from weird angles and cut the banner out.
Right.
Now there was some other 9/11 banners. We saw one that said 9/11's an inside job. That was a pretty good one.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even see that guy. I mean, there was very few people there who had any sort of 9/11 truth banners. But
what did you say when this woman started grabbing you? I would say that's assault, and that gets their hands off you real quick. And so you want to be firm with them because they'll go ahead and assault you and then call the cops out and then say you assaulted them. So it's very important to say that's assault. Stop now before you go to jail. And just talk to them like children. They're children. They'll take the brain-eating vaccine. They'll do whatever they're told.
Yeah.
No, they would march into gas chambers, man. They'll do whatever they're told. Now, let's shift gears and talk about, well, anything else that happened at that event, because then I want to talk about the controlled demolition downtown when they blew up the building.
No, I mean, I think that's about it. We got help getting a press pass to get up and get those pictures from that angle. And
yeah, you're right in front of the big computer building that they never finished because Intel pulled out, so they just built the big concrete steel skeleton, and it's been there since the dot-com bust in the late 90s, and so you've got images of a big sign saying controlled demolition. Tell folks what signs you had, what happened there.
Well, we brought a one that says controlled demolition real big, bold letters, and underneath it says World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, and World Trade Center 7, and so me and another guy named Clayton grabbed that banner and held it up in front of the whole crowd, walked up and down the crowd, showing that banner before the demolition.
Did you get video of that?
Yes, I believe we do.
Clayton's got to get it over here. I'm salivating. We've got to get that video up ASAP, man. Come on, bring it down.
Okay,
I'd like to play that on my TV show tonight, if you could, because I'll be live on TV tonight, if you could drop that by.
Okay.
The show's earlier now, it's 6 to 7. If you could get over there by like 5:30 or so, if it was on a mini DV or a format I could play, we would just play it raw off the tape.
Yeah, I need to see. I haven't actually gone back and looked at the footage since I was holding the banner. So,
I've seen the stills, and you've got the building blowing up with the signs,
right.
and that's it. Tell folks about your website.
Our website is PNACitizens.org. It's just a blog right now. We're working on a
PNACitizens.org,
mm-hmm.
and we're grabbing all that and posting it on JonesReport.com. The Obama footage is going up too. That'll be up by this evening as well.
And speaking of confrontations, I just wanted to let everyone know that Karl Rove is actually going to be speaking at the Texas State University at 11 a.m. I believe in Evans Auditorium. So that's tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Now, that's the one in Georgetown, right?
In San Marcos.
Okay, I got them backwards. They changed the name of the San Marcos one. I'm brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name again?
That is Evans Auditorium.
So they don't call it Southwest Texas anymore. They call it
Texas State, I believe.
That's why I got confused, yeah. Okay, and that's at Evans Auditorium at 11 a.m. tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be down there?
I'm going to try to make it. I want to get another... what I originally wanted to do with the Bill Kristol event was, you know, do the same thing that we did with Obama and just get that image of a banner, something with him in the background, you know, just maybe like tyrant.
Oh, well, you also want to yell 9/11's an inside job,
absolutely.
And you're one of the architects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because those guys put on this arrogant front that they control reality and we're all just sitting on the sidelines. That's not the case. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., folks, everybody get in there with your little video cameras. Get them out, and people need to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Austin's becoming, and this whole Central Texas is becoming such a mecca for politics. I tell you, these snakes are here almost every week now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just got to capitalize on those events. You know, I was on the news two times in one weekend, and all you have to do is just enter and get out there, know where the stories are happening.
One good thing to do is you can just have a little bullhorn, and when they go to the live news feed, you can also bullhorn them.
Yeah.
That upsets them. But
absolutely.
One time they were having a fake bio attack, and I, down at the DPS, when I went down there and told them it was staged, they had to admit it was staged later.
Right.
They didn't like that. All right, so what were people saying and doing as you held up big signs saying controlled demolition?
Oh, well, we actually got a good response for you know, at the beginning. We got several claps, but then after we were holding it up for a while, people were going, "Boo! Don't hold that sign up. You're blocking our view of the real controlled demolition." They didn't want to
stay there.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Next hour, I'm going to play the clip of the NIST director saying that they haven't done any scientific research about why the towers fell, because they know why they fell. There was no molten steel, and we cut to all these clips of firefighters saying it. And it was Matt Dayton and his colleagues that put that together as well, and they played that before I spoke to a packed house of over 900 at UT. So this is how you take action. What else happened whenever you held up the big sign that said controlled demolition? And I haven't been watching the news. You're saying that also made it on the news?
Yeah, there was some live footage going on, you know, at the event, and I had my Investigate 9/11. I haven't actually seen the footage, but some people said they could definitely see us in the background holding up our signs. So I know they didn't play that footage again.
Everywhere they go, every opportunity, that's all they see is 9/11 truth. And it's happening all over the nation. But we're leading the fight here. You're on the vanguard, my friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also wanted to let your listeners know that tonight we're having an event in the UT Union Ballroom at 7:30. We're screening a film called Truth Be Told, and also with a short lecture by Hank Gilbert. So if anyone's interested in that, that'll be 7:30 tonight in the Union.
What's the Truth Be Told about?
It's basically exposing the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads. I believe it features mostly in San Antonio, but you know, just getting information out there to the people about that.
Good. Hey, great job, and I hope that somebody gets down there to confront His Lordship, the real head of the White House, Karl Rove, tomorrow, and then we've got here at UT, David Gergen coming up on Thursday. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
You bet. We also have some clips from 60 Minutes concerning the war. I want to get into Iran. I'll get through all these callers that have been holding the longest first, like Jessica, Mike, Melody, Dan, Johnny, and others. But I got to move quick, so be ready with your calls, be ready with your questions, the points you want to make. Before this hour ends, I'm going to take a minute and a half here and just invite you to visit InfoWars.com and to click through to the secure, safe online video and bookstore Yahoo shopping cart on a secure server and peruse all the videos and books that we carry, the 15 films I've made. My first 7 films were never put on DVD. They've now been remastered and put on DVD at huge discounts. You can get my 3 Police State films together at 45% off, okay? In a 3-CD box set, 3-DVD box set. Terror Storm, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, America Freedom to Fascism. We've got big discounts on all of them when you get them together in package deals. We've got 9/11 Inside Job wristbands. We've got 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts, 9/11 Inside Job baseball caps. It's all about getting the word out. We've got these little FM transmitters that you plug in your computer or MP3 player or your jukebox, whatever you're playing off of, and it broadcasts it from 60 to 100 feet. You can boost it with an antenna to several hundred feet, broadcast in your office building or to a couple houses around you and tell folks they can tune in at a micro, super micro level and really have an effect there. Every mind you unlock is key in this fight. Those are all available right now at InfoWars.com or call toll-free. You can ask them about all the different specials. They can take your order. Our operators, 1-888-253-3139. And this is how you support us. This is how you help us. This is one of the biggest things you can do. Plus, you get great films and books that are informative and that you can pass on to others. And don't forget the amazing activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, get a monthly $5.95 membership, thousands of pieces of media, all 15 of my films, my Whitley TV reports, special reports, other documentaries that we've been authorized to post. And you can download them in super high quality bandwidth and burn them to disk all day long and all night long and give them out to people. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, get your membership today. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.